Southwest, welcome to our Game Informer. I'm your host, Callista Plarka, and we're here with our Southwest designers in training.
Hi, my name is Haitong. I'm a senior at Game Devs.
Hi, my name is Jackie, and I'm also a senior at Game Dev.
Hi, my name is Rod, and I'm also a senior at Game Dev.
In honor of our recent passing voice actor, today we're going to be talking about voice acting. How do you guys want to start this off?
Well, first I want to start off and say condolences to Kevin Conroy's family. He recently passed away, and he was obviously the voice actor for Batman and the Arkham games, and all three of them, Asylum, City, and Night. And I think, you know, when you look at story games and you look at the voice acting, I don't think it's often appreciated like it should be, because I think he did, honestly, as good of a job as anyone at voicing the character Batman. He really made you feel like, you know, he was Batman, he was the voice. So I think, you know, from that aspect, he was a big part of the character as a whole, and that's how people are gonna remember him, as being the Batman, even though it was just his voice.
For me personally, like, I grew up with Kevin Conroy because I listened to him, like, you know, in the Batman animated series, and he has been like the definite voice of Batman for like a while. And the fact that he voiced Batman in one of the greatest like Batman games ever is really immersed like the experience for me. What do you think of video games, Nick? And what do you think of like voice acting in video games?
Well, I think, you know, even in the same series, you had Mark Hamill, who also was like Luke Skywalker in the Star Wars games, and
then
he became a voice actor as the Joker and perfected it. And I think it's an incredible skill to have. And I think with acting in general, to be able to like portray a character without, you know, even being that character and just portraying the voice, I think it's pretty incredible. It's like, it's a really hard task to accomplish, and I think he also did a great job. So I think it's very important to games as a whole from that aspect.
Yeah, like, especially like the lines, you know, like the most famous lines of like Kevin Conroy Batman in Arkham series. So I would say that like, he really made the games tenfold better because of his voice and his experience with like being Batman. And like, we, like, instead of watching the movies, we actually get to be him. We get to be Batman under the voice of Kevin Conroy. And then I see that you brought up Mark Hamill, Joker. Dude, he's a perfect villain for the games. And then like in no single games, you do the villains, right? In every games, the mechanics, obviously mechanic is like how difficult it is. But like the fact that Kevin Conroy voiced Joker really elevated the game, because it's like really brought that like tension, that the character,
the,
that drama,
the feeling,
to the character,
the emotion of being the character in a video game. Because obviously it's not real, none of it is. But
none
it's the idea that you are the character, and I think he did a great job at portraying that.
Yeah. Do you remember the part where like, where what's it called? Mark Hamill. We play as Mark Hamill Joker. Do you remember that part with the third game?
In Arkham Knight.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
It was insane. Like, you get
because
to be that
you
joke.
Feel insane in some way, like shape or form, because you become what many people would view as insanity.
Yeah, it was the voice. It was the voice acting. Yeah, it was the voice acting. It's like the tremor, the insanity, like the high pitch notes.
If I'm not mistaken, I think that whole part of the game was about like your fear, and it was somebody like Joker.
Yeah.
How could he be afraid of anything, you know, because he's the Joker, what is he afraid of? But the game did a good job of revealing that everyone's afraid of something, and Joker was afraid of being forgotten. So that idea of anybody can be afraid of anything, I think that's pretty human that they revealed that in the game. It's a humanistic aspect when you go from heroes and saving people to killing people. It's like such a real approach to actually how life is, where everyone is afraid and everyone has things.
Yeah, and then the part, I mean, I just want to bring it up, you know, the part where, like, you transform into the Joker, and then, like, you get to, like, play as him, and you massacre in the Tower of, like, Arkham Cities. Like, the set dressing and the voice actor really elevate that level. Like, I never seen that plot twist before, and then, like, you finally see, like, it add, like, a much higher, like, sense of, like, weight to the game.
Realism.
Because you get this, you're losing. The hero is losing. Batman is losing his grip.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the voice acting, you no longer hear the voice, the calming voice of Kevin Conroy anymore. You're playing at Batman, but you're hearing the voice of Mark Hamill.
But in a way, it's like Batman is, he becomes human, if you know what I'm
saying. Yeah, human, yeah.
He becomes human because he's dealing with all these things
and he's
that
losing.
Everyone deals with.
Mm-hmm.
And he's losing, right.
Mm-hmm.
He's not perfect.
Alright, hi, right. For any other games, do you think there's any voice actors that's like monumental to you?
Oh, I think, okay, it's kind of recent. You know, like the series with Spider-Man, PS4, and PS5. I remember specific name actor. It's called Yuri Lorenzo. he like perfectly captured like the grittiness, like the essence of Spider-Man. Like, and he's like, when I look up the actor, right, he doesn't even look the part, but the fact that his voice, he voiced the character with such passion and with such like drama and then weight to it, it was really, really make the game really much better. And then we can really, like, I remember the part where like Spider-Man like bonds pass away in the game, and I was really emotional because of Yuri Laurenthal. It's the fact that he voiced the actor in a sense that it brought out the emotion, it brought out the weight to the character. And then when he realized that, oh, I remember the part where he realized that like Doc Ock betrayed him, and then the way he portrayed the voice acting, and then alongside with the motion capture, it really, really delivered like the premise of the plot of the game. And it's actually way at the same emotional level. I would argue that like it's a voice actor when it was a motion capture that really like make it on the same pair of like the new blockbuster movie like Spider-Man No Way Home, or the Amazing Spider-Man, or the OG Spider-Man series.
Okay, how would you say his tone like actually resembles Spider-Man, like his personality and stuff? Like,
I say so, yeah, because like he got like he, what's it called, like two out of games, right? You know, mm-hmm. Spider-Man is happy. Spider-Man's he's being like witty and smart.
Very
Spider-Man
exciting.
Being emotional, yeah, mm-hmm. He really captured all of those areas without like no flaws. Like when you're fighting like an enemy, right? It's just a little thing. It's just a little thing that like make the game really feel alive. Like the fact that he's like, you know, the fact that he's like portraying like the wittiness, like, oh, you just got hit, son. And then like the little quirk, the little jokes along the way when he fighting the enemies really mm-hmm. capture the essence of Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you guys? You guys have any other like actor or like voice actor that really like stand out to you guys that make the games like even better?
Okay, for me, I gotta talk about the GTA 5 story mode.
Oh, okay, yeah, uh-huh.
The three characters, for me personally, I say the character that resembled out and stood out the most to me was Trevor, and the voice actor of him was Steven Ock.
Oh, Steven Ock. That's mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, my favorite character was Franklin, but what does like Trevor stand out to you?
Because his voice really resembles him, like his mental problems, it really shows his emotions and like his craziness, as you can say, and mm-hmm. how like his character is special from Franklin and Michael, because he's like much more, well, you could say
unpredictable,
like, more
unpredictable,
wild, more yeah, wild and unpredictable.
Uh-huh.
So that's what stood out to me.
That what stood out to you? Yeah. Yeah, honestly too. I mean, like, purely captured the essence of the whole premise of GTA, like, you know, going around stealing cars. Like, it's like there's like this certain madness to it, but we're embracing it and having fun with it. So yeah, I agree. Voice actor.
I think out of all of that, like, it made the character more than it already was, in the sense that he, like, the character itself was a crazy idea of a character. He's literally insane.
Mm-hmm.
And to match that level of craziness, he needed a voice actor who could portray it. And I think, you know, Steven Ogg did an incredible job doing that.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. Steven Ogg, it's like, if you see, like, real-life footage, he's actually embodying the character of, like, Trevor. Because he's actually, like, bringing out the craziness out of the character. And then, like, the fact that, like, the way he's interact with other characters is really, like, really, it's, like, natural in a way that crazy natural, you know what I mean? Yeah.
And in voice acting, you really have to involve the player as well. So when you're a good voice actor, like, if it wasn't him and they couldn't comprehend the character, then it wouldn't involve the player. So.
Yeah. It's like, it's immersion a bit. It's like,
right.
Like it's like, there's like this relationship between the player and the voice actor. No, it's not the character, it's the voice actor. It's like the voice actor, it's like
the connection between the voice actor and the actual.
Would you say that the voice actor can make or break a character completely?
Yeah, of course. Like, I don't remember the name, but it was in Mortal Kombat, right? And this is the character that voiced, I think it was Ronda Rousey. That voiced I think it was like one of the female fighting character, and like the way she delivered it was really, I'm not trying to hate on her, I think I believe it was very dry and like lacked the emotion of like like the emotional.
Would you say that kind of killed the character?
Yeah, it really killed the character for me. And then like she played an important role of the story too, but the fact that she is like the fact that she's dry, the fact she's not delivering the emotion of being a mother, is really hurt. It really hurt.
Alrighty, so how do you guys want to end this off?
I just want to end it off by saying rest in peace to Kevin Conroy, obviously, and condolences to his family. Obviously, they're hurting right now. And other than that, it's just, you know, it's a great legacy that he's leaving. You know, really did a great job in his career portraying Batman, as we said before. And there's nothing else to be said other than, you know, rest in peace.
Okay. Well, thank you all for listening. I'm Calista Palarca.
My name is Haitong.
My name is Jackie.
And I'm Farad.
And we'll catch you next time.